This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump has been convicted on all 34 counts in his New York hush money trial, making him the first former American president to be found guilty of felony crimes. The former president spoke to reporters outside the courthouse after the verdict had been read.
This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt. It's a rigged trial, a disgrace. They wouldn't give us a venue change. We were at 5% or 6% in this district, in this area. This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
The jury's judgment Thursday caps a trial centered on claims of sex and financial cover-ups and exposes Trump to prison time. The sentencing date is set for July 11th. U.S. officials say President Joe Biden partially lifted a ban on Ukraine using U.S. arms and strikes on Russian territory. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Two officials say that allows Kyiv to use American weaponry in Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv, which is under Russian assault. They stress the policy that Ukraine not use those arms to mount offensive strikes in Russia has not changed. The move comes a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken hinted at a shift.
At every step along the way, we've adapted and adjusted. As necessary.
Ukrainian officials have been stepping up calls to allow their forces to defend themselves against attacks coming from Russian territory. This morning, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg urged Western nations to reconsider any restrictions.
I believe that the time has come.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website,